Dharmadas. Speak on the topic of speak of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 6th chapter and 12th verse. Prabhuji, please take over the call. Undo introduction.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Tiffany Mataji is going to give the introduction of Sanatana Dharma Prabhuji. And,
okay. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, Prabhuji. Just one moment so we can introduce you. It's great. So nothing. No, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Accept my humble obeisances, please. His Grace Sanatana Dharma Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji has been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 12 years. He is a brahmachari from ISKCON, Pune, and Prabhuji also studied BTech at the National Institute of Technology in Trichy and knows many different languages. His current services include area management and project development head in areas around Pune. Prabhuji is a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, and secretary at Voice Organization. He is also a remote mentor for the new Vedic Cultural Center at the Pune Temple. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Tiffany Mataji forgot to introduce one more thing, which I normally tell people to do. That is, before I start, yeah, many of you understood that. Thank you. Thank you all very much. And those of you who have not yet turned on the videos, please do turn on, because I really feel greatly enthusiastic, excited, blessed when devotees appear to give them mercy. Yes. So I come here only to collect mercy, to get blessings of every Vaishnava here. So please do appear so I get full assurance that I am with Vaishnavas and not just with myself, not with Paramatma only. Thank you. Thank you all for turning on videos. Mostly after Mangalacharan, many more turn on the videos. So I'll first start with Mangalacharan. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmelitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Tarine Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindho Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Mukam Garoti Vachalam Bangum Nangayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande, Shri Guru Dinataridam Shri Chaitanya Mishwaram Paramananda Madhavam. Hare Krishna, very, very grateful to each and every one of the devotees who have come here, and more grateful to those devotees who have turned on the videos. Yes. So thank you once again for giving me this opportunity to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam, glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead for my own purification. Thank you. So we have been discussing a very, very interesting section, the activities of Lord Rishabhadeva. So we have been discussing this theme, and we have so far covered 11 verses. And if you look at this chapter, in the beginning, Parikshit Maharaj has a question, that why is it that Rishabhadev, despite of possessing all varieties of yogic mystic opulences, why doesn't he use them? That was a question that was asked. That's how this chapter starts. Because the last chapter, it was mentioned that he had taken an avadhut vesh. That means he was externally like a madman, but internally completely self-realized, and we know all his activities. And I had taken a couple of verses last time. And then there's a mention that he had all the yogic opulences, Ahima, Anima, Mahima, Lagima, Prapti, Shita, Vashita, and all the other Vedic this yogic opulences, but he never used them. Then there's a question, why? Then Shukadeva Goswami answers that this is the nature of mind. Because the moment we do something, there are three varieties of diseases that generate through our activities. What are they? The disease of being a proprietor, the disease of being an enjoyer, and the disease of being a controller. Proprietor, controller, and enjoyer. These three diseases automatically appear in this material world when you exercise some amount of power. And especially when we talk about the yogic opulences, that makes one feel that one is the controller. Yes? Let me see how many of you can control and turn on your videos. I'll just show you the power. No, there's some ways to get people to turn on videos. Can you control turning on your videos? If you do, let me know. Not turn off. Please don't turn off. Turn on. So that way, every technology, right? Material technology, button technology, remote technology, that makes one feel that one is controller. It's a siddhi. You press something and you get something else. So yogic powers, they make one as the controller and an expert hunter. Shukadeva Goswami gives this example in this section that an expert hunter is that person who actually never ever trusts that particular animal whom he has captured. Similarly, although yogi might have controlled one's mind, still the yogi will never make the mistake of completely trusting the mind. And this is the reason why Rishabhdev is teaching by his own example. Although being a Shaktiavesha avatar, an empowered incarnation of Krishna, Rishabhdev is teaching all of us a lesson that never trust your mind. Yes, I exercise my opulences, I will increase my controllership mentality. The karmis, they increase their proprietorship mentality. The jnanis, they increase their enjoyership mentality, that we are the enjoyers. On the other hand, the yogis, they increase their controllership mentality. And we all, in Kali Yuga, all three keep increasing. 3-in-1 package. So everything keeps increasing in Kali Yuga for all of us. So then comes a section where Rishabhdev winds up his pastime in the earthly realm and quits this abode. He quits all his activities, and that's the disappearance of Rishabhdev. And then there is a mention of Arhat, a king. Yes, a particular king who imitates the activities of Rishabhdev. We are in that section right now. So finally, this verse we are going to be talking is very important verse, because this is going to showcase Rishabhdev as a very, very important incarnation for Kali Yugas, for all of us. How many of you in Kali Yuga? Yeah, we all. We are talking about ourselves, yes. We are talking about all of ourselves. So we are the Kali Yugis, and Rishabhdev is an incarnation for Kali Yugis. How? We are going to see that in today's verse. It's a very short Sanskrit. That's it. Very simple, right? Ayam avataro rajaso papluta kaivalyo pashikshanarthaha. Very simple Sanskrit. Let's see the translation. In this age of Kali, people are overwhelmed by the modes of passion and ignorance. Lord Rishabhdev incarnated himself to deliver them. Them means the people who are living in the age of Kali, from the clutches of Maya. Purport. So before I go into the purport, I would like to tell all of you that we will be having two prominent discussions in today's class. Yes, there are two major sections in this purport. The first section is going to talk about the glories of people of Kali Yuga, wonderful glories, quote unquote. And the second part is going to talk about a very important section of following versus imitation. So these will be the two themes that we will stick to in today's class, and let's discuss. So discussion means it's going to be an interactive session. So I request you all, if not now, some of you have agreed to turn on videos, some of you said, no, we will not, Prabhu, but at least time to time, you all can turn on your microphones and interact. Okay, that will, I'll get to learn a lot from all of you. Okay, going ahead. The first section of our discussion for today. The symptoms of Kali Yuga are predicted in the 12th canto, 3rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lavanyam Kesha Dharanam. It is predicted how fallen souls will behave. They will keep their long hair and consider themselves very beautiful, or they will pluck out their hair as the jnanis do. This is called as waxing, right? Waxing? Let the Jains do. I'm sorry. Jains do. The people pluck out their hair and consider themselves beautiful. Yes. Waxing. They will keep themselves unclean and will not wash their mouth. That's why we want bed tea. Yes. So there was one person who became a devotee and says, so how exactly did you get transformed after coming to Krishna consciousness? He said, Prabhu, right from my morning, all habits have changed. Earlier, I used to take bed tea. Now I don't have bed also and I don't take tea also. So what happened to bed? No, I sleep on simple chatai. Simple mat? Yes, I take rest on the floor. No bed and no tea. Only herbal tea. No regular tea. So this particular discussion, we can keep criticizing the age of Kali Yuga. We can keep discussing how dangerous this age is. But rather, we would like to shift our discussion to how we all have been saved from this ghastly onslaught of Kali Yuga. Yes, how we all have changed. Right? So we will focus on this. And I would quote a story of a Srila Prabhupada disciple. And then you all can, I wouldn't say your personal, you know, how did you change in Kali Yuga? Then people will hesitate to quote their past. How did some devotee, without quoting name, XYZ devotee, transform by the wonderful presence of Krishna consciousness in their life? So we will hear from some of you also. So I'll first like to quote a story of a Prabhupada disciple. This was a particular session going on in Juhu Temple in India, Mumbai. And there was one Srila Prabhupada, the disciple who was present. And he was quoting that I would like to speak to all of you something very interesting, something very amazing of how I became a contributor to Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, so now we'll go to his past life. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, this devotee was a thief. Thief, actual thief. He used to steal and he used to also sometimes extort money using knives and all of the deadly weapons. Some of you shocked. My God. Yes. And one day devotees very mercifully went to the jail to distribute BTG magazines. So on the cover page of the BTG, the devotees, they showed a photo of Srila Prabhupada wearing a very, very elegant watch. And this person didn't look at the Swamiji. He didn't look at anything else. He just saw the watch. And he stopped this person. Come here. Where can I get such a watch? So this watch, this is there at Swamiji. Swamiji, acha. Very nice. What's his name? His name is Bhaktivedanta Swami. Okay, fine. So the first thing that I'm going to do after getting out of the jail is going and stealing this watch. I don't mind coming to jail again. I've done it many times. So he decides to go and steal the watch from Srila Prabhupada. Look at his audacity. But anything in connection with a pure devotee is glorious. So he decides to steal a tadiya of a pure devotee, a paraphernalia of a pure devotee. So he gets off from the jail and he goes to the ISKCON temple where Prabhupada happens to be there. So he goes there and he sees everybody is bowing down, offering dandavat pranams. So he says, what do I do? Okay, I'll also offer dandavat pranam. So from a whole lot of people, a huge crowd, Srila Prabhupada spotted this person. Told him, come here. You have come to steal this watch, right? And he was like shocked. My God, I mean, how? He just removed it. Don't take it. Oh my God. I never thought it'd be so easy. Right? I never thought it'd be so easy. But how did this Swamiji come to know about this watch? How did he get to know my desire? I came all the way for this and everybody else. You're very lucky, man. You're very fortunate. Srila Prabhupada's Maha Prasad. That's what you've got. And he couldn't even comprehend what's happening. I got this watch. He said, seems to be a good place. Let me stay here. He asked the devotees out there, can I stay? And they said, yeah, you can stay. You can stay. And usually there's one department which is very, very dynamic in the temple. Yes, those of you who have experience of this serving in a temple in any amount, that is purchasing department. Because anytime it's an ad hoc service, you'll have to move out, purchase and come. Go out, purchase anything, anytime, anywhere. No matter how systematically you plan, some things fall short, some things go haywire, some things are spoiled. So you have to be ready on your toes anytime to go and purchase. So he was recruited in the purchasing department and he volunteered very happily because he loved to move around. So then he was in the purchasing department. He was purchasing. And one such day, after coming back from his purchasing, Srila Prabhupada was standing right there. So what to do? He just offered pranams. Vande Guru Sri Charanar Vindam. He offered his obeisances. and from his pocket, along with a few chillers, the leftover pennies, etc., fell some chocolates. Srila Prabhupada looked like this. What is this? He tried to hide it. Srila Prabhupada said, give it here. And he said, Prabhupada just took it. Prabhupada took a little bit, sniffed something. Little he tasted, he said, hey, this is not good for you. This contains cocoa. This is an intoxicant. You have desire to eat sweets? This was in the night time. He said, I will make for you. And Srila Prabhupada personally cooked very wonderful chocolate halwa he caramelized everything. I made it once, right? He caramelized the whole thing and made a halwa, caramel halwa. And he personally fed him. And now this boy was in tears. He was crying, Prabhupada made such nice prasad for me. And he was just crying in tears. And then he decided, fine. And they removed him from the purchase department. Yes, he removed him. And then he was put into the dishwashing, because he didn't know proper cooking. So they put him in the dishwashing. You're supposed to be a dishwasher. Whatever dishes and big vessels, yes, you're supposed to wash that. And one day as he was washing, he was very new, brand new person who was just coming to the temple. When he was washing like that, suddenly, Haribol, he heard some sound from the top and Mridanga's beating. I was wondering what's happening. Once again, Haribol, suddenly after some time. What's happening? What happened to devotees today? There's something big happening out there and I'm washing dishes out here. So with his soapy hands, with his apron, everything, he went upstairs to find out what's happening. And then from few people, he heard this is Diksha ceremony, which means initiation is going on. And he didn't even know the spelling of initiation. That means he had no clue what is initiation. And he just walked in there. And Srila Prabhupada looked at this person. Come here. He came, you, me? Okay, he came there. Said, would you like to take initiation? And the president tried to tell, Prabhupada, this is a new guy. Shh, I'm talking to him. Yes, you would like to take initiation? I said, okay, no problem. Fine, I'll go for it. What are the rules for initiation? What are your vows? He didn't know what are the vows. So he asked the person standing beside him, what are the vows? The person said, you chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day. I said, oh my God, why did I agree for initiation? Anyways, he said, fine, I'll chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra henceforth. Let me do it. And then Prabhupada, what else? I said, is there anything more than this to do? Yes. So what is it? Then he asked me, said, hey, what's it? I said, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. My God, I'm finished. Anyways, he just spoke it out. Yes, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. And what was that? No illicit sex. Well, yes. And Srila Prabhupada said, where are your beads? Because those days, there was a culture that devotees would get their beads. And now devotees are given the beads, but those days devotees used to get their own beads. And he said, beads? I don't have one. I don't have any, actually. Prabhupada himself took out his own beads. His own beads, his own chanting beads, and gave it to him. Take it. And gave him the name Haridas Das. So he became His Grace Haridas Prabhu. Now I reveal the name. And after getting initiation, he was in tears. And that was a change. That was a great change that happened in his life. Yes. What a typical Kali Yuga product. A thief. An antisocial person. Had become a Hare Krishna devotee. The perfectly refined personality who is exhibiting the highest emblem of character. That's what was the transformation that Srila Prabhupada made in his life. But there was still one problem. He was finding a lot of difficulty to attend the morning program. So Srila Prabhupada asked him, what happened? He said, Prabhupada, to be very frank, I've been a thief all my life. And normally when are the thieves active? In the night time. That's when the thieves are actually active people. And so I'm a nocturnal guy. I stay awake in the night. As a result, it's very difficult for me. That's been my schedule for the whole life. It's very difficult for me to... I normally sleep in the day and stay awake in the nights. So Baba said, very good. I was looking for such a person. What? He was shocked. Yeah, because whenever I dictate to my dictaphone in the early morning hours, especially Srila Prabhupada used to get up around, say, 12:30 and start dictating at 1 o'clock. 1 to 4, he would do his dictations. That time, there were some dogs out there who keep barking. Bow, 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 and they spoiled the whole recording. So now Srila Prabhupada would speak something. The devotees were trying to do the typing and the editing. Oh, we are only able to hear the dog's sound. we're not able to hear Srila Prabhupada's sound. So you will do the service of keeping the dogs away. So he said, yeah, I'm very grateful. I'll do this service. So this, he said, this was my contribution to Srimad Bhagavatam, to keep the dogs away while Srila Prabhupada was translating and speaking to the dictaphone. So you see how, I just quoted just one story, and there may be multiple stories of how a person can experience a great transformation, a typical Kali Yuga product. A typical Kali Yuga product is destined to press the accelerator and go towards the hellish planets. But how the presence of a great Vaishnava like Srila Prabhupada or his representatives can apply the brake, turn the vehicle around, and progress that person towards the journey back to Godhead. So we can discuss Kalir Dosha Nide Rajan Asti Eko Mahan Guna. So there are a lot of faults in the age of Kali Yuga. We can keep discussing that. But let us also discuss that how we, anybody, any do, I won't say we, then people will be afraid to quote the past. If there are any more instances that you wish to quote, how a devotee was transformed, what exactly Kali Yuga habits to Vaishnava habits? Any examples from your side? How habits, behaviors, or anything that has changed? Character transformation? Any quick things from your end? I wouldn't want a big story, but at least one thing. Like I told about the bed tea. He lost the bed, he lost the tea also. Something like that. Anybody? Now we're thinking. Yes, Tiffany Mataji. Yes, Mataji.
Hey Krishna, right before I came to Krishna consciousness, I had, well, throughout my adulthood, I've had times where I drank coffee, and then sometimes I wouldn't drink for like a month, and then I'd start back drinking again. And right before I came to Krishna consciousness, I was drinking coffee, and I was having a very difficult time getting off of it. And I went to, and then I started practicing, and I stopped drinking. And I didn't drink for months and months. And then I started drinking again. And I went to Vrindavan. And from the moment I got there, I had no desire for coffee. And I haven't had it at all since.
Hari Bol, Jai. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna,
it's very inspiring. You. Very inspiring. So giving up coffee is like giving up your life. It's that's the first thing that people crave right in the morning. But now instead of coffee, C for coffee, C for chanting. We get up and we chant. That's so nice. Thank you. Anyone else? May not be the personal example. May not be your personal example. It can be something that changed because of devotees or Srila Prabhupada, because of Krishna consciousness. Anyone else?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, this is Anita here. Hare Krishna.
Anita Mataji, yes.
So I would like to say, like, waking up early in the morning, that was the problem actually. So that has been changed. So waking up and taking bath, then reading Prabhupada books. So all those things have changed since I came into Krishna consciousness. So that is which I feel very happy. And I've heard so many devotees also saying that they have changed from meat eating and they have become like pure veggies. So all those things during this lockdown period and all, no, many of them have heard about them. So that is the blessed thing which I think of it.
Amazing.
Krishna conscious. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. We get to see what is Brahma Muhurta, morning time. Brahma Muhurta means great time. And whatever you do in the Brahma Muhurta, you become successful in that aspect. So Kali Yuga people, what they do? They sleep in Brahma Muhurta. So they become experts at sleeping. Mandas vanda matayo vanda bhagyayo padrata. Hare Krishna. On the other end, you'll run to raise up early in the morning. That's the wonderful thing that Srila Prabhupada has given us. He's given us a great lifestyle. And apart from that, she also mentioned the diet. The diet, how the diet has changed from people giving up non-veg to eating only Krishna Prasad. Yes, we are not vegetarians actually, we are Krishnatarians. When somebody would come and tell Srila Prabhupada that I am a vegetarian, Prabhupada would say, so what? Even a monkey is a vegetarian. We have to be Krishnatarians. We eat what Krishna eats. right? So thank you, Anita Mataji. One last.
Hare Krishna, yeah. Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, yes.
Prabhuji, I just want to share. Everybody shared about meat eating and coffee and everything. I want to share one more thing. Like when we go out for the drive, long drive, we usually hear the music of movie songs. So music. It has been years that there is no any music song played. Otherwise, I used to select before only. Okay, I want this. Please put this one only, okay? Don't put other things. I want to enjoy whole drive, nice songs. Now there is only Krishna songs in the car. There is no any other song. Thank you, Prabhu. Just want to share that.
Amazing. That's so nice. The music that we hear has totally changed. Now there is a craving. No. Now we'll hear Aindra Prabhu. No. We'll hear Loknath Swami Maharaj, etc. Thank you. Yes. Padma Sakhi Mataji.
Yes, Prabhuji, before coming to Krishna consciousness, when I was in Chennai, like I used to be in Satyam Theatre, more or less almost bunking the college, going with friends. Like we would watch three shows in a day, wake up 4 o'clock, take a train, go for the 5 o'clock special show. It's been 11 years. I have not watched a single movie.
Yes. We all used to go to Satyam Theatres only for AC, nothing else. They are conditioning.
Yes, Prabhuji. I remember when I was getting married to my Prabhu also, I didn't know about Krishna consciousness. So I was asking, can we go to a movie? Then my Prabhu was like, movie? Because it's been 7-8 years, he stopped watching and he was in Krishna consciousness by the time we got married. So the movie, but I never went. But that's a big change for me. I don't even know how it happened. It just happened.
I understand as a South Indian how difficult it is to give up all movies. That is the thing that unites the whole state. Thank you. That's a very, very serious thing. It's a great accomplishment, actually. Somebody giving up movies. That's congrats. That's so nice. Because that's a religion. She comes from a place where they make a temple for an actor. Do you know that? They make a temple and they worship. That's for an actor. If they worship you, that's the title that you get. You become God there. So she knows how big thing it's to quit movies in South India. Thank you, Mataji. I think there's one more very enthusiastic hand up there who wanted to talk. When last was there? Okay. Vamsidhari Gopal Prabhu. Yes.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes. You wanted to say something.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just want to share a couple of incidents which just happened in last couple of months. So we hear about the time bomb, like Prabhupada books are time bomb, right? So couple of time bomb exploded. So like my brother-in-law and my cousin, like when I went to India last time, I gave them some books and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And for a couple of years, they didn't read it or they didn't got too much interest in it. But due to lockdown, recent second wave lockdown, they got to it. And once they got to it, like as it always happens, there is no looking back. So they started chanting and they started reading and discussing, watching lectures on YouTube. And now they are just waiting and inquiring like where I can get the beads, where I can get the paraphernalia, where I can go to the temple. So and yeah, so potent process Srila Prabhupada has gave us, and it's so wonderful.
It's so amazing to hear this. Yeah. Thank you, Vamsidhari Gopal Prabhu. Books are time bombs. They keep ticking, and at the right time, at the right place, when the right people are around, it explodes. Yeah. So nice. Thank you, Vamsidhari Gopal Prabhu. So thank you all very much for sharing. So I'll just conclude this particular discussion with this sutra, because this is the first half of our lecture, that how Kali Yuga souls, yes, they are meant to be na saucham na pichacharo. There is absolutely no cleanliness. There's no etiquettes. There's no rules. They live such a very horrible life. But we all have been saved by Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada gave us a glass. He gave many classes, but I'm talking about a glass. I don't know how it happens there out there in the West, but in India, at least when you win a sports contest or something, you get a kind of cup. How many of you receive some kind of cup like that? Cup? Trophies? Cups like that? Yes. You all got. Even Tiffany Mataji's got. They do that there as well. They give you the cups. And I always used to wonder in my childhood, So my friends got a cup and he was showing, and I said, please, please, I want this. No, no, this is my cup. I'm not going to give it. So in my childhood, I was very eager to find out what's inside that cup. I really want to find out. There must be some special juice or something so amazing that you don't find in the markets. They must be putting something in that and giving. So just to get a cup, I qualified myself to run. I did a lot of practice. My father trained me to get a cup in my life. I need to do that. And finally, I won the cup. And I was like, come on, I was least bothered about the announcement or anything. I wanted to watch what is inside the cup. And I was trying to see. And I got shocked. There was nothing inside that. I said, maybe they forgot to put something into it. So I won another competition just to find out nothing else is there. And I won many more things. I won javelin, a shot put, and many other sports contests, but nothing was there inside. And I was seriously very, very disappointed that there's nothing in the glass. They call it the cup. It seemed like a glass. But Srila Prabhupada gave us a glass where there is everything. And what is a glass? Glass is an acronym. GLASS. And it's because of this particular glass that we Kali Yuga souls who are meant to be of that particular nature, I don't want to talk about it, but we have transformed by mercy of Srila Prabhupada. What is that glass? G stands for the goal of life. Every single person in the ISKCON mission, you ask them, what is the goal of life? They'll tell you, our goal of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. And before this, none of us had any goal of life. Well, what's your goal of life? You ask any random person, try this. What's the goal of your life? They wouldn't have any answer. Let's say, to earn money, blah, 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 etc. No, there's no goal of life. Whereas ISKCON devotees, by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have got this G for goal of life. Yes. Second, L, the lifestyle. Anita Mataji, the way she said, now I wake up early. Yes, I've got a lifestyle. Because you don't wake up early. You just get to work and then there is no life. What to speak of style? There is no life and there's no style without waking up early. We don't get up. We directly go to work by washing the face. Many of them do that. Then there is neither style nor life. Both are not there. On the other hand, Srila Prabhupada has given us a perfect lifestyle, which actually there is life in our style because we begin our day with God. We begin our day with Krishna. Yes. Why do we get up? Oh, I have to rush to the Mangalarti, or I have to wake up my deities. I have to chant. My Guru Maharaj has told me to please him. I have to chant. This is the motivation by which a devotee wakes up. Yes. So that is a lifestyle. So it's Krishna who is Jivanam Sarva Bhuteshu. He's the life in every living entity. So that's what gives us the lifestyle. Then A for association. He's given us association of his wonderful representatives, his disciples, who are practically shaking the whole globe. Wherever we go, there is Krishna consciousness, which is flourishing. Yes, in such a rampant age of Kali also, there is Krishna consciousness, which is wonderfully flourishing because of the devotees whom Srila Prabhupada made, who are actually carrying forward his legacy, giving us their association. As a result, even we are having life in bhakti. So GLA. Next thing that Srila Prabhupada gave us is scriptures, his books. There was one speaker who was glorifying Srila Prabhupada on Srila Prabhupada's appearance. He was telling Srila Prabhupada never wrote these books with his ink. Srila Prabhupada wrote these books with his blood. His purports. He wrote it with his blood, which means he really gave his the whole energy, his consciousness, his effort, the prime time of his day to write these books. Yes, the Shastras. That is something that Srila Prabhupada gave us. G for? Anyone, please help me out. I forgot what
goal,
I
said. Goal.
Yes, you're all awake. I was just checking that. Okay. L for?
Lifestyle.
He has given us a lifestyle, which this is what has transformed all of us. We got a goal, we got a lifestyle. A for?
Association.
Srila Prabhupada gave us association. Yes, association of devotees. And S for?
Scriptures.
Scriptures, yes, Vrinda. Scriptures. She has given us wonderful scriptures. And finally, Srila Prabhupada, he has beautifully given us something which I will quote after my second talk. Okay? Some suspense has to be there, right? I'll quote this. So now second part of our discussion of the purport, we'll come back. Yes. Jains refer to Lord Rishabhdev as their original preceptor. If such people are serious followers of Rishabhdev, they must also take his instructions. In the fifth chapter of this canto, Rishabhdev gave his 100 sons instructions by which they could become free from the clutches of Maya. If one actually follows Rishabhdev, he will certainly be delivered from the clutches of Maya and return home back to Godhead. If one strictly follows the instructions of Rishabhdev given in the fifth chapter, he will certainly be liberated. Lord Rishabhdev incarnated specifically to deliver these fallen souls. That's of Kali Yuga. Again. All right. So this particular section, we would like to elaborate a little bit more on following versus imitation. Now there was Arhat, this particular king. He imitated Rishabhdev. Which means he saw Rishabhdev. Well, he's dressed in directions. We never say that somebody, some great personality is naked. That's not something that we say. We say he's dressed with directions. The 10 directions he's wrapped around himself. Shukadev Goswami, the four Kumaras, they were dressed with directions. That's the way to address. Dressed with directions. So Rishabhdev also was dressed with directions. And he saw that and he imitated. And thus he concocted another philosophy, a deviant philosophy, of which there is no mention in the scriptures. This was completely concoction. So imitation leads to concoction. Imitation leads to misguiding people. And imitation causes headache and havoc, not to oneself, but to masses. On the other end, what is following? So Srila Prabhupada mentions about this in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Imitation versus following. He mentions this in his purport. So many people try to imitate Krishna also. They say, oh, Krishna danced with wives of other men. So we will also do. We can also do. What is wrong? Ultimately, Krishna is doing. But my dear friend, what was Krishna's age when he did that? Yes, Krishna was 8 years old. And what did he do when he was 7 years old? He lifted Govardhan. Okay, so you wish to dance? Then you can... Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill at the age of 7 for 7 days on his left hand's little finger. So you can use your all the fingers and try to hold up a chair, if not a table, for 7 minutes like this. Can you do that? And people talk about imitation. So whatever is convenient, they only imitate that. That's the problem. So first lift Govardhan before trying to imitate Raslila. That's what Srila Prabhupada writes. Another example he gives of Shankara. Shankaracharya saw that his followers were all imitating him. They all are imitating me. They're trying to show off that they're great. This is one of the reasons why people imitate. They imitate because they want to show that they are great. If that person is great, we are also great. So they want to show off their greatness. So Shankaracharya understood the heart of his followers. Said they all want to imitate me. Well, so he went to a liquor shop and the followers also went. Said, wow, today we are going to taste nectar. So he said, this liquor is Brahman, I am Brahman. So I can take liquor. And he drank. And his followers, they said, yes, liquor is Brahman, we are Brahman, we'll drink. So they also drank. Then he went to Smithy, molten metal, where they actually melt metal, right? So he went there, Shankara, and told, this is Brahman and I am also Brahman. And he drank that. And all his followers, disciples, they all ran away from that place. Because they couldn't imitate that. So even imitation, conveniently imitators, they imitate that which is convenient for the sense gratification. That is the only thing that they imitate. On the other hand, what is glorified is to be followers. So we cannot imitate Krishna. We have to be followers of Krishna. and how to become followers of Krishna by following the Bhagavad Gita. One can never imitate Krishna. Krishna could open his mouth and show the universe. We open our mouth. There's only bad smell that comes. Bad breath. That's the difference between us and God. Yes, so we should never try to imitate God. Or neither we should try to imitate acharyas or great souls. There was one particular disciple of Prabhupada in the early times. So he said, I will chant 64 rounds. He said, 64 rounds? Yeah, I will be chanting 64 rounds. So whenever devotees would go to him in the temple, please, Prabhu, please come for this service. I'm chanting 64 rounds. Don't disturb me. This is bhajan that I'm doing. And devotees would still go and say, Prabhu, at least now, no, I'm chanting 64 rounds. And then the devotees took this, Prabhu, please come to Srila Prabhupada. It's only Srila Prabhupada who can handle you. They took him there. And Srila Prabhupada told him, my dear Prabhu, you can chant 16 rounds and rest of the time do some practical services. All right? He said, okay, all right, Srila Prabhupada. Then when Srila Prabhupada left, he turned to all his God brothers and said, actually, Srila Prabhupada is telling this for all of you. In heart of heart, Srila Prabhupada knows that I'm actually qualified to chant 64 rounds. So I'll continue chanting 64 rounds. Mm-hmm. I said, what? This guy's not going to change. So one fine day, this Prabhu disappeared. They couldn't find him anywhere. They thought, my God, he has gone to Goloka in the self-same body. He was performing so much of chanting. He might have taken off probably. God knows what happened to him. And one fine day, group of devotees, they had gone to the gas station to fill some petrol, gasoline. And that time, hey, this guy looks somewhat familiar, right? We've seen this guy somewhere. And he happens to be that 64 Prabhu. They forgot his name, but they remembered the 64 rounds. Said, hey, the 64 Prabhu is here, 64 Prabhu. Let's go and ask him, how is he doing? Said, Hare Krishna, Prabhu. He said, Hare Krishna. What are you doing here? I said, I'm at the gas station serving. And I'm now married. Here's my wife. She also is in the gas station. Both of us, we do this. We make a living. I said, very nice. And what about chanting? He said, chanting. Whatever chanting I had to do for my whole life, I've done that in ISKCON. That's finished. It's over. Whatever chanting I was supposed to do, I've done everything. Now I'm going to lead my life. Hare Krishna. So imitating can be done for some time. A drama can be performed for some time. But later on, one is thoroughly exposed. One is exposed. Right? So, this is the amazing aspect of the living entity, that one likes to imitate as long and until that is conducive for one's sense gratification. So this tendency to imitate great souls, acharyas, or even one's own spiritual master. Sometimes one may imitate one's own spiritual master just to show how I am also similar to my spiritual master. The way he laughs, the way he chuckles, the way he talks, or the way he speaks, the way he talks, the way he walks. Many times people try to imitate that just to impress others. Yes, I was hearing a Bhagavatam class by a devotee. He made a very profound point. He was telling that the more we spend energy, we spend so much energy in impressing others and to try to show off how good Vaishnavas we are or great Vaishnavas we are. If that same energy we would have used constructively to do our sadhana properly, we all would be pure devotees by now. So we show off, we use a lot of energy to show off to others that how great and big devotee I am. Right? So the same energy can be used actually to do the right sadhana, to do the right seva. Right? All right?
Thank you.
And that is why Srila Prabhupada
right.
has given us a very, very amazing practical instruction. And that's the final X of glass. He has given all of us services to engage. That's what is following. Services. Do services. He used to say, service first, samadhi later. People used to try to go into samadhi, Prabhupada, just to say service. First serve. We are a movement. What is the meaning of movement? Movement. Right? Movement. That which moves. A stagnant water is considered impure. On the other hand, a flowing river is considered to be very pure. You can drink that water. So it is the services that keep us moving. So when the tendency to imitate great Acharya, and this is something that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would often condemn, nirjhan bhajan, going sitting in one place and trying to do one's sadhana alone, just to catch attention. So we were all with a very, very great sannyasi disciple, sannyasi devotee. I will not like to name him, but we had gone for a yatra in the north part of India. So there, he was he's a very funny sannyasi. He's no more with us. He left his body. So he told me, so Sanatan, you want to become God? I said, no, I want to become pure devotee. He said, no, I will. He was very funny. He was saying, I'll teach you how to become God. So what do you have to do to become God? No, you don't have to do anything. Just you see the tree out there. Just go and sit there. And sit there for 1 day, 2 days. You sit just like that without anything and just close your eyes. People will start coming and offering you various things. Rice, dal, sabjis, chapatis, fruits. And everything people will start offering you. And then I asked, and then what? Maharaj said, and then they will construct a wonderful temple for you. Said, and then what? And then you will become famous all over India and eventually all over the world. So he was just joking like that with me. So there's a tendency to become popular, famous. Yeah. So that is why people tend to imitate like that. So I said, no, I want to become a devotee following in your footsteps. He said, yes. Then start serving guru services. Get into practical services. Do that. Complete your daily sadhana quota and start serving. Don't unnecessarily try to impress others. This is the instruction he gave me. Yes. Serve. Service. That was the mood of Srila Prabhupada. Keep serving. That's what the movement. So we'll have to keep moving. The wheels have to keep moving. This was the mood of Srila Prabhupada. Book distribution, Harinam. And somehow we're finding that this particular mood is a little by little. It's getting down. So many, I met Srila Prabhupada, many of Srila Prabhupada disciples, and they would say in their early days, they would go out 8 hours, 8 to 10 hours out for Sankirtan. And I was like, unbelievable. I can't believe it. But yes, Srila Prabhupada disciples would do that. They would go out for 8 to 10 hours distributing books, doing Sankirtan, and that's how the movement progressed. Yeah. So there was no room left for imitation at all. It was only following instructions. So we'll definitely have to keep a balance. We'll have to balance our responsibilities, duties that we have in the house. I see many of you are grihasthas. So we have household duties. We have our sadhana, which is prescribed to us. At the same time, we should render some services, seva. And such kind of seva in the right spirit and the mood that the founder Acharya has created, it will prevent us from imitating unnecessarily and getting into one corner and doing sadhana. So such kind of imitation will be prevented when you go out and do some services. Okay, so this is that divine glass that Srila Prabhupada has given us. So I'll quickly like to summarize what we discussed today. So today what we discussed two things mainly. We discussed that how their Kali Yuga souls have been, how they have been in the scriptures, especially known for being very unclean and dirty, being very lazy in God consciousness, matters of God consciousness. But nevertheless, because of the presence of a wonderful personality like Srila Prabhupada, what has happened is he has changed and touched and transformed lives. So we focused more on, rather than the negativity, Kalir Dosha Nidhi Rajan, we focused on Asti Eko Mahan Guna, that glory of this Kali Yuga that Srila Prabhupada transformed lives. And there's a shloka that comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kirata hunandra pulinda pulkasha abhira shumha yavana khasadeya. Ye anyecha papaya dapashraya shreya shudhyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. So Srila Prabhupada proved this, that anybody from any part of the world, belonging to any race, any dynasty, any creed, any color, everybody can become Vaishnavas, wonderful Vaishnavas. Shuddhyanti tasmai prabha Vishnave namaha. That is the glory of association of a Bhagavata. And Srila Prabhupada did that. So Kali Yugis, no longer. In fact, when you come in the association of devotees, you forget there is Kali Yuga also. We never get to know there is Kali Yuga. So this is one of the experiences. I was just giving a class in a temple. So I asked, well, what has been your experience coming to temple? And the person said, I think when I come here, we are back to Satyuga. There's no Kali Yuga at all. So in the association of devotees, we don't feel the rampant Kali Yuga, the influence of Kali Yuga at all. Then in this same matter, we discussed how Srila Prabhupada gave us this very special glass. Yes, which transformed all of us. And the second part we briefly discussed about imitation and following. So we shouldn't imitate God. We shouldn't imitate Acharyas. We shouldn't imitate Guru or Srila Prabhupada, Haridas Thakur. These are the personalities often imitated. We shouldn't do that. Rather, we should follow in the... What is the meaning of following the footsteps? Follow the instructions. So we are supposed to be following the instructions of the scriptures and of the great Acharyas. And that is the right way. Mahajano yena gatasa pantaha. That's the right way to get success. But at this point, I wanted to twist a little bit. Imitation of good is also good. Srila Prabhupada would say this also. Now suddenly, Prabhu, you said imitation is not good. Now you say imitation of good is good. Yes, that in which context did Srila Prabhupada say? So let's go to the day of Gaur Purnima. Not this year. 550 odd years back. When there was advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Navdeep Mandal. In Navdeep at that point of time, lived different classes of personalities, different class of people. Very few were devotees. So as soon as they saw this lunar eclipse, to negate this particular influence of lunar eclipse, the devotees went into the Ganges and they lifted their hands. This is before the advent of Lord Chaitanya. And they started chanting, Hari, 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 Hari. So seeing this, those who were pious, the pious beings, the pious humans, they said, oh, they are chanting Hari, Hari. This is good. This will bring about good piety. This will put an end to all the negativity. That impious ethos that is created by this lunar eclipse will be completely nullified. So let us also go and follow. So they also went inside and they started chanting Hari, 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 Hari. Then what happened? Then there was some class of people who would get influenced so easily. They would get influenced by anyone and everyone. So they thought, hey, so many people are chanting Hari, Hari, we should also go and chant. So they also went and they started chanting Hari, 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 Hari. Yes, they also went. Thank you. So they also started. They got influenced, just like you all got influenced by Hari. Yes, Hari is very influencing force. Sarva amangal Hari iti Hari. That which steals all the inauspiciousness in the atmosphere. That's Hari. That person is Hari. So seeing this, the association was so powerful that the impious entities were not pious people. Unruly, unscrupulous people. They also went and started chanting Hari, 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 Hari. And there were one class of people who belonged to a particular religion. Yes, they were Muslims. And they thought, they saw all this. Are ye kafir log, these kafir people, what are they doing? The Hindus. They are chanting. And then they started making fun of these people. Hari, Hari. Hari, Hari. What is this? They are chanting Hari, Hari. And although they were making fun, but they were also chanting Hari, Hari. So Mahaprabhu's mercy even made the Muslims to chant Hari, Hari. That is the point of time Srila Prabhupada writes that imitation of good is also good. No problem. So it's all right. So some people would, when Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they started this Harinam Sankirtan, some people on the street, they will also start dancing and singing this Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And some of the movies also showed this. And then Srila Prabhupada was asked, movies were imitating us. Srila Prabhupada again, what did he say? Imitation of good is good. Don't worry. So they're imitating the right thing. That's all right. No problem. So one last funny, we'll end with a very funny note. So once Srila Prabhupada had gone to, and I'll not name that place again. Yes, they're wonderful Vaishnavas from that place. So Srila Prabhupada went to that place. One particular place he landed. He had first sent his disciples to preach. They had preached and got some devotees, local devotees. They made local people into devotees. And then they were with their pants, shirt and all this attire. So they saw Srila Prabhupada and they were really impressed. Wow, what a personality. So Srila Prabhupada had washed all his clothes and kept them outside. Next day Srila Prabhupada woke up, there was none of his clothes were not available. What happened? Where are all his clothes gone? Some of you understood what I'm trying to say. So then Srila Prabhupada went to the Bhagavatam class and there he saw those people wearing those dresses. They were so impressed with Srila Prabhupada. They took Prabhupada's dress and he wore, and he had to start the Bhagavatam class saying that don't steal Guru's clothes. That's how he started the class. Yes. So they wanted to imitate Srila Prabhupada, the hairstyle and everything. And imitation of good is good. Thank you all very much. We have 5 minutes left. If there are any questions, queries, comments, feedback, please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your valuable time and enlightening us on the topic. And you are talking about the glories of the people in Kali Yuga and the five qualities, like basically class, goal of our age, lifestyle and association and scriptures and the surveys. And the second aspect is the following versus imitation, examples and these things. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Devotees, if you have any questions, please go ahead. You can raise the hands. And you can...
They have raised hands, Mataji.
Please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very wonderful, wonderful class, Prabhuji. I always relish your classes. It's such a with a fun and in an easy way you convey the message. And when you were talking, just I wanted to share just one about the Dham Mahima. My sister-in-law, they live in India. So they came here to attend my son's wedding, which was in New Vrindavan Palace in New Vrindavan Dham.
West Virginia.
Yes. Yeah, West Virginia. So my brothers is and Bhavi, they are Pakka Jaini. So they, all of our sisters are following this Krishna consciousness, but they never ever heard about what we were telling to them. But yeah. As soon they reach the New Vrindavan Dham, and my Bhavi, she attended the Mangal Aarti the very first day when she saw the Gornitai on the lake, the big deities of the Gornitai. And she started 16 rounds from the very first day. And it's 5 years now, she's following all our four principles and she is aspiring to become an initiated devotee. So that is that I could never ever, forget that is the Dham Mahima. How just seeing the Gornitai deities and attending one Mangal Aarti and she changed totally.
Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanyo Nityananda Sahodito Gauda Vandeshe Pushpa Vando Chitro Shando Tamonudo. They destroy that tamas of the entire Kali Yuga. Amazing, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Please keep on coming, Prabhuji. Thank you.
I'm called, I come. That's it.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. Anita Mataji, she had raised before.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Dandavat Pranams, Kotivoti Pranams. It was such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful class. So I was fully laughing throughout the class. It was very nice with all your all the scriptures and all the messages which you conveyed. I just want to ask about the glass which you told. The last one, yes, I forgot to note it. What is it? Two S are there, right? Ah, okay, fine. Okay, thank you, Prabhuji. That is
Shastras,
what I wanted to ask.
Services.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. And very nice Prabhupada scripture. What? Pastimes. It was very nice. Religion.
Devotees have done it. I just quoted it.
Thanks. Thank you for bringing it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for the dynamic class. Prabhuji, as how everybody is sharing about how they left coffee and movies. And Vrinda Mataji said about, you know, how she left hearing the filmy songs. I just want to share, I know we are, you don't have time right now, but how I left spiritual organization, some other spiritual organization. Just want to share. I was just going to a lot of places, like I went to Reiki and Brahma Kumari and Chinmayas. And then, you know, I was on a dental chair and this devotee, Pat Pradaksha Guru, she's my Pat Pradaksha Guru. She told me that, why don't you come to ISKCON? You've been going to so many several places, you know. So then I said, oh, she was doing my root canal. So I said, if I don't go to this place, she's going to mess up my teeth. So I said, I better go here, you know. So then I came to ISKCON. And then I started interacting with one brahmachari, Premnidhi Prabhuji. And I was speaking to him about Brahma Kumaris, Chinmayas, and lots of other places where I've been going. And then slowly and steadily started cultivating me. And what really impressed me about is nobody talks so much as the three modes of material nature, as how Prabhupada talks. And they talk about doing a lot of piety, but nobody talks about performing actions with no reactions. So karma. These are the things which really attracted me. And then I started. Then also, like, I used to go and come.
So yeah, that journey was from dental to transcendental. Dental to transcendental. Amazing.
Yes. Yes. It's a good one. That was so spontaneous. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to share. Yeah. Thank Please you, pray that I can chant.
Premnidhi Prabhu from India?
Yeah, I'm from India. Mumbai.
Mumbai. Oh, yes. I know him very well. We have the same teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, we know. Thank he you. Was initially in Pune.
Yes, then
he left
yes,
to
yes.
Chopati.
Yes.
Very well. Thank yes, you. Sir. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
well, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Shyamagauri Mataji. Yes, yes, then well.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for beautiful, beautiful class. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing me to serve you all. Mataji is the one who invited us to the class. Thank you.
Thank you so much for accepting the invitation, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Yes, there is a question. Balvrinda.
I don't have anything to say, but I just want to say very nice class.
Thank you, Balvrinda Mataji. Thank you so much. All right. Hare Krishna. Upcoming is Narasimha Chaturdashi. So I request all the Vaishnavas to kindly, let's all pray for each other. We'll have a glorious Narasimha Chaturdashi. Narasimha Dev is known for destroying the symbol of material desires, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means soft bed, Bhoga and Aishwarya. So one who destroys him. So that is why Prahlad Maharaj prayed to him, Yadi dasyasi me kaman varam swam varadarshava kamanam hridya samroham bhavatastu vrine varam. Let that lust which is there in my heart, which is sapping all my vitalities, my energies, my memory, my intelligence, my sensory vigor, my strength, and my spiritual consciousness, let that be destroyed from the roots by the advent of Srila Narasimha Dev. So let's pray for each other for this. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samasta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Bhakti ki sandhya friends ki jai. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank